From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A new survey of small businesses says their number one problem is finding enough qualified workers. The National Federation of Independent Business, or NFIB, released the survey numbers today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on what they found.
Each month, the NFIB asks small businesses, are you hiring? Are you having trouble finding workers? NFIB Chief Economist Bill Dunkelberg says the number of business owners answering yes to those questions is soaring.
And those two numbers have been at the very highest levels we've seen in 45 years of survey history.
Dunkelberg says small businesses are taking a second look at applicants they might have rejected before. Nearly a fifth of the businesses surveyed say they're offering better pay packages to attract workers, but only 16% are raising prices to pay for those higher wages. Boston College economics professor Bob Murphy says they can't. There's just too much competition.
If they're in retail particularly, they lose the sales to Amazon or other large retail operations.
But Murphy says if wages keep rising over the next year or so, small businesses will have to raise their prices. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.